you got to be single first before you really want to get married. And single doesn't mean I don't have a wife. Single means that I'm whole. It means that I'm all one. I'm unique. I've got confidence in who I am. Everybody's got to have a relationship with God first. Because if you don't, then you're counting on the other person to make up for the shortcomings in that relationship. And the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thy what? Self. Now, you got to love yourself if you're going to love somebody else. Because what you cannot do if you can't stand yourself is to treat other people like you treat yourself. When you get to be single, you can say, Lord, I'm ready for it now. Bring it on. Because you're not looking to them to pump you up every day so you can feel like somebody. You're going to feel like somebody because you know you stand in the image of Almighty God, and you know you're a child of the King. You know that God is your Father. You know that everything you need, you can ask Him for it. Folks, that's freedom. Now, remember that the earth was not lost until Adam sinned. Got it? Got it? Because Eve didn't carry the headship. Adam still had headship. That's why he's the one that committed treason. All right? Now, look what it says here in verse 18 of chapter 2 of Genesis. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet for him. All right? Let's deal with this. When a person is single, they are separate. They're one. They're unique. And they are whole. All right? Now, what was Adam's condition here? God gave him the plan, gave him the vision, put him in the garden and started him working. And then he said, it's not good for man that man should be alone. So notice what happened. Adam didn't know he needed somebody. He was busy naming animals and dominating. You got what I'm saying? He was busy in the garden. Now, he was whole. And many times what we said, marriage is a 50-50 proposition. Well, think about it. 50 is half a whole. Am I right about it? That's half of whole. So marriage is half coming to another half to make a whole. Now, before God gave Eve to Adam, he made him single. Y'all gonna get that. See, you gotta be single first before you really wanna get married. Because if you're not single, you're not whole. And single doesn't mean I don't have a wife. Single means that I'm whole. It means that I'm all one. It means that I'm unique. I've got confidence in who I am. Because if I don't have confidence in who I am, you will find that I'll be looking for somebody to make up the difference. And when I find them to make up the difference and they don't quite come up to where they're supposed to be in my eyesight, then I begin to start criticizing them and saying and blaming them for a bad marriage. And the marriage was only bad because I wasn't single when I got married. Y'all gonna follow me on this, aren't you? Adam had to be interrupted. And that's why I tell you, if you are looking, go to work. You go to work, and through the things and encounters that you have, develop yourself in Christ so that you can be fit for a marriage. Because you have an epidemic situation out here that people are marrying other folk because of things like loneliness. Loneliness is like a disease. You can be lonely married. In fact, if you ever get married because you are lonely, you will find that your loneliness just might multiply. And you will say things like this: I was better off without a man. Are y'all with me now? So what am I telling you? That you've got two people coming together here, but you've got to make sure that they have an esteem that is intact, that they don't have to depend on the other person to make them feel complete. See, everybody's got to have a relationship with God first. Because if you don't, then you're counting on the other person to make up for the shortcomings in that relationship. And the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thy what? Self. So you got to love you first before you can love somebody else right. Matthew 22 and 39. You got to love you first. And if you don't love you, then you're going to expect from the spouse more than they can possibly give you. Because they can't make you love you. You got to find out who you are from God and love you based on what God made you to be. When we are not satisfied with ourselves, and then we start putting it on other folk and criticizing them to put them down. Why? When people put people down, it makes them feel better about themselves because they got somebody to step on. You got what I'm saying? But if you know who you are, say amen to that. You can go into a meeting. See, I run in circles now that they're different. I mean, chairman of the bank and a lot of places I go, I'm the only one of color up in there. But see, I got such esteem now that I can go in loving myself and come out loving myself. See? And when you do, you can mix with people and don't feel any sense of condemnation, any sense of anything, because you know who you are. And what people need to do is you need to get a hold of yourself, find out who God says you are, and then build yourself up with that. And whatever environment you're exposed to, you can just praise the Lord. You can build people up. You can say good things about people. Say amen to that. I don't care if they're calling you names. That doesn't make any difference. It'll be like water on a duck's back. All you know is who you are in Him. And I'm telling you, you got to be single before you can get married. And when you get to be single, you can say, hey, Lord, I'm ready for it now. Bring it on. Because you're not looking to them to pump you up every day so you can feel like somebody. You're going to feel like somebody because you know you stand in the image of Almighty God, and you know you're a child of the King. You know that God is your Father. You know that everything you need, you can ask Him for it. Folks, that's freedom. Now, men, you know, God knows what you like, too. So a leader or the head gets direction from God. So what do I do? Here I am. I know God is leading me to leave the company that I was working with. The company had been good to me, but it was time to leave. Why? He wanted me to go in full-time ministry. So he started talking to me. You look in there, he said, Joseph, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take the woman and the child and get out of here and go down to Egypt. It just says he talked to Joseph. Then when it was time to come back, got Joseph. Take the child and the woman and get on back up there. God knows he, I'm just saying, thank you for the woman is not, she has been made equal with man. And when it was time for me to do that, I just meditated some scriptures, let the Lord talk to me, because the one thing Satan doesn't want you to do is learn to hear the voice of God. And because the voice of God brings unshakable faith. Praise God. So what happened? As I heard him, he said, I want you to leave the company and so forth. I stopped, used a payphone, because we didn't have cell phones then. I said, baby, I'm leaving this company. She said, well, praise the Lord. Now, she didn't say, wait a minute. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that is because the one thing that a man needs more than anything is respect. He needs a sense of value and a sense of worth. He's got to have that. I told you, if he don't have muscles, tell him he got some anyway. Tell him you calling things that be not. And a woman, what she needs more than anything is security. Now, I'm going to talk about this, but that's why many times a woman doesn't like you to walk off and leave her. She doesn't want... We was at a big dinner the other time, and I kind of walked up, and she said, sweetheart, now wait, come back in with me. And I wasn't even aware of it. You know, I had kind of walked off, and so many times they'd like you to walk hand in hand. What does that do? That's a sign of security. That's a woman. She likes security. But in this particular case, God talked to her. Why? Because he wants us to be heirs together. And so he talked to her, and once I told her we're leaving the company, she said, well, praise the Lord. She didn't say, well, now wait a minute. All right, so then we left. I went to Bible school, so forth. Then we came back through here, and what happened was I was going to evangelize and so forth. Well, things weren't happening right. I'm trying to make something happen, and it just ain't happening right. The money is no coming in. And she said very quietly, very respectful, sweetheart, don't you think you should get a job? I want to say, well, I got a job. Praise God. I'm going to preach the gospel. But remember what he said, Christ and the church. You men, you treat her like Christ treated the church and gave himself for it. So sometimes it's a sacrifice. Oh, you might not be able to get the job you want, but you can be a manager down there at McDonald's and get some money coming in here until this thing works out right. Now, I know I'm getting some pushback, but that's all right. I'm going to tell you the truth, because God don't bless ugly. And so what happened is I kind of thought about it, just kind of said, and then I met a friend of mine. He said, hey, man, are you looking for a job? And I just said, yeah. And so he said, well, my company and so forth. So I came home, my wife, I believed the kind of money that I was going to bring in every month and so forth. I forgot to put taxes in there. But I believe every money and so forth. And so what? Got a job making exactly what I believe God for. So I'm there. But I know that wasn't the perfect place for me. But it was a trip that I had to take, because I had to support my family. Alabashata, come on now. I had to support my family. This up here wasn't doing it yet, because I wasn't ready, wasn't mature enough, didn't know how to do it, whatever have you. But meanwhile, they got to eat. And I saw a place, I read a place where this pastor, he had some problems going on in his family. He asked the Lord for permission. Lord, give me permission to step down out of the pulpit for a year and take a sabbatical and then come back. I need to straighten out my family. The Lord said, by all means. And so what did he do? He stepped down out of there, got his family straight. The Lord worked miracles in there, and then he came back in the pulpit. I'm saying it's decently and in order, and that God would have that man to protect that family, and he provide for her. But also, if there's a sacrifice to take place, be ready to sacrifice for that family. Say amen to that. Amen. Now, that woman is starting to respect you. And what is happening in that time that I did that, I was sowing into her emotional bank account. I was sowing seeds of confidence and trust in her concerning my leadership. So now when it comes time for me to say, sweetheart, let's leave here. We got $200. Let's go to Chicago because God told me. She said, pack the stuff, let's go. Because she can trust that leadership because I've sown into it and the trust has been built up. Say amen to that, somebody. So now we got here, $200. She's still counting on me. When I say we're both praying to the Lord, but she's watching me what I was going to do. And so I tell you, the pressure did come on, but some things started breaking. I got before God. I fasted in prayer. Why? Because I said, Lord, wait a minute. You got me here. I got to lead this family, so forth and so on. And next thing you know, God began to speak to me and said, hey, this is what I want you to do. Because we're trying to get out of that house and get our own place and so forth. Each time, God started working the supernatural. Each time, say amen to that. And look where we are right now. Listen here. Now, there's one time I remember that she didn't have clothes. She had not bought any new clothes for about 4 years or whatever it is and so forth. And she was getting some clothes that some of the saints were giving her and so forth and so on. And I remember she went in that bathroom that time. It was up in Evanston, and we were at a dinner. And all the ladies were nicely dressed, and she had these secondhand things and so forth. And now, understand, she sacrificed. Why? She was following her man, but she was also following the vision that God had given us. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it might take a little sacrifice on both parts. I mean, we ain't all right yet. We're trying to work this thing out. But she went down in that bathroom, and I noticed she didn't come out quickly. And I came knocking. I said, baby, you all right? And I could tell when she had been crying or something. And she came out and she said, sweetheart, I finally got her home and made her tell me what was she upset about. She said, I just don't have any clothes. Boy, I'm telling you, that thing affected me, man. I went, believe God for money, boom, bop, bop. Now I'm buying her Mercedes trucks and everything else. Hey, come on. Don't mess with my woman. That's my woman. Now, look at Genesis chapter 18, if you will. Now, I'm giving you my story because I believe it'll help you if I just give you my story. Say amen to that. Genesis chapter 18. Now, look at this. One reason why he chose Abraham. In Genesis chapter 18, starting at verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a what? Great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he would, what? Command his children. What's another name for command? Come on, somebody. Teach. It's in your translation. Teach his children. And what else? His household after him. And they shall do what? Keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that he shall may bring them upon Abraham, so forth and so on. So, notice, he chose Abraham. One of the reasons why he chose him, because he would do what to his children? He teaches children and what else? His whole household. The man is a teacher. He's anointed for it. He's anointed. The woman can teach too. Like I said, we're going to deal with the woman question. She can teach too. But this man has some teaching when he's going somewhere and so forth, that God will give him something in his heart that he can impart to his family. Say amen to that. Now, just like David, for example, the time that he started going to school, I would teach him first because I didn't want him to go to school and pick up something that ain't, you know what I'm saying? So the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he won't depart from it. So you see what I'm saying? So what we did is I take him, and from a little boy, I'd give him a 15-minute Bible study lesson and send him off to school. Every day, Monday through Friday, when I was in town, I wasn't on the street, I wasn't preaching out of town or something, I'd give him that. And some days, he'd try me. He'd get up and play like he is kind of sick or something. I said, sit your little narrow self down here. because what we're about to teach you is going to drive out whatever that is in your body anyway. So just sit down here and take it. I seen him try some of everything, but I stuffed that word in it, and now he's a pastor here at the church. So I'm just telling you. Now, I'm not saying if you miss that, the child is gone. Nothing like that. No, no, no. God is overriding time. He knows how to go back and get things that you missed and make up for things that you forgot. Say amen to that. So I'm saying with this, we're teaching you the total peace about marriage. Now, the last thing, loving yourself. Loving yourself. Now, you got to love yourself. If you're going to love somebody else. Because what you cannot do if you can't stand yourself is to treat other people like you treating yourself. That is a bad deal. And when that has happened and something has happened to you or whatever have you, and you have a bad image of yourself, you need to clean that up first. Or if you're in a marriage, You need to work on that. And don't be trying to work on them. Work on yourself. Amen. It's nothing like trying to counsel two haters. I'm not talking about they hate each other. They hate themselves. And you trying to counsel them out of that hate. When they need to, all of them need to go back there in the woodshed and get, that's what we used to call it. That's where you get whippings at. Go back there in the woodshed. Get your act together. Say amen to that. Don't be talking about I'm working on him. No, let God work on you. Folks, let me tell you something. Any marriage in this hour, I believe, especially at the early stages, needs Jesus.
Well, I trust that you are blessed by that exciting teaching. Now, again, it's entitled Kingdom Families. Now, here are three important points I'd like you to remember. A single person is separate, unique, and whole. Now, when we say separate, unique, and whole, we mean that you in yourself are a person that is made unlike any other person in this earth. You are unique. And whole means that you're not looking for somebody else to make you feel good about yourself. In other words, you feel good about yourself within yourself. Adam did not know he needed a wife. God had to bring him one. Why? Because he felt whole. And the time for you to get married is when you really, really, really have gotten over the idea about somebody else has to come in and make me feel good about myself. So when you get whole, that's the time to get into a marriage situation. Next, you must be single before you get married. Now, this idea of single, again, means that you in your own mind need nothing or no one else to really make you feel complete, that you are complete within yourself. Next, number three, before marriage, you must first have a relationship with God. Now, sometimes, you know, it's like the woman wants to know what the man feels about her. You need to find out first what he feels about God, because when he has God first in his marriage, everything else seems to work out. Because when things are not going right, we can always come back to the Word, and he'll be willing to cooperate with what the Word says to work things out. But somebody who has no relationship with God, they're not willing to come back to the Word, because God has no relationship with them. They have no, he has no first place in their lives. So we want to make sure that we have a relationship with God first. Because when God is in that relationship, he is always there to settle any disputes, any things that might try to separate us. God can always be the mediator and bring it back together. So the relationship with God is most important if we're going to have a relationship with one another. Praise God. Sometimes people don't love others because they don't love themselves. You know? And so God gives us a love for ourselves so that we can love other people. Well, our announcer is going to be giving you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings, and we'll be right back.
You got to be single first before you really want to get married. And single doesn't mean I don't have a wife. Single means that I'm whole. It means that I'm all one. I'm unique. I've got confidence in who I am. Everybody's got to have a relationship with God first. Because if you don't, then you're counting on the other person to make up for the shortcomings in that relationship. And the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thy what? Self. Now, you got to love yourself if you're going to love somebody else. Because what you cannot do if you can't stand yourself is to treat other people like you treat yourself. When you get to be single, you can say, Lord, I'm ready for it now. Bring it on. Because you're not looking to them to pump you up every day so you can feel like somebody. You're gonna feel like somebody because you know you stand in the image of Almighty God, and you know you're a child of the King. You know that God is your Father. You know that everything you need, you can ask Him for it. Folks, that's freedom.
Discover the miracle of marriage and the security of being single in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled Kingdom Families, Volume 2. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at billwinston.org.
Now, this is something really important for you to remember. You've got to find out who you are from God and love yourself first based on what God made you to be. And when you know who you are and your esteem is intact, you can love others as you love yourself. You see, sometimes I don't want to be loved like other folk love themselves. No, thank you. I'm saying that God wants you to love yourself first. He wants you to see who you are in Him, and then come and love others like you love yourself. Because sometimes relationships come together, and people think it's 50-50, but it's not. It's 100-100. 50-50 means something's missing. So I don't want to bring together some part that's missing. I want to be whole first and come together with somebody else that is whole. So when we come together, we are two whole people. Praise the Lord. And we can love others as we love ourselves. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, we're going to see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.